This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, January 11th. God's word to you today is New Streams. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19 from the New International Version, and it says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." You need God. So do not let anybody talk you out of walking with the Holy Spirit. No matter what part of the world you're in, engaging the supernatural is not an option. It is a necessity. What the world is trying to do is to make you spiritually dead, to numb you spiritually, so that it can dump all its garbage on you. People that are spiritually dead become storehouses of garbage. They say to your male child in school that he can choose to be a girl if he feels like being a girl, or vice versa. That is spiritual garbage, and it has a lot of children growing up confused. Everybody needs God, even your children, and you must be deliberate about programming God into them. There is no way that you can be so bad that you do not need God. You cannot be too bad that God cannot help you. And there is no way that you can be so good that you do not need God. You cannot be so good that God cannot help you. So no matter how good you are or how bad you are, you need God. Know this, everything stems from the supernatural. Everything that is visible and physical is preceded by something that is invisible and is spiritual. Let me say that again for emphasis. Everything that is visible and physical is preceded by something that is invisible and spiritual. So if you want to fix something that is visible and physical, you have to first of all address it in the invisible spiritual. If you want to fix something that is visible and physical, you have to first address it in the invisible and spiritual. You need a promotion. You have to first address it in the invisible and spiritual to fix it in the visible and physical. The progress you desire to see in the visible and physical, in whatever area of your life, must first be addressed in the invisible and spiritual. This is one of the reasons I advocate that every child of God should start the year with a fast. With fasting, you engage the invisible and the spiritual and settle things. People see results in the physical and they are amazed. Everything you see in the physical was first obtained in the spiritual. Everything. I pray that as you engage in fasting and praying, that people begin to look at your life in amazement. Amen. They say you are lucky, but they were not there when you were fasting. What are the implications of this compound word, new streams? The first implication is, God is going to bring about new streams of colors. Job 38 verses 14 to 15 says, "As the light approaches, the earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal. It is robed in brilliant colors. The light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that is raised in violence." Your life will be consistently robed in brilliant colors this year and beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And because of these new streams of light, the blind will see. Even people we think can see will see, because some people are actually seeing, but not seeing. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for new streams in my life. According to your word, cause new streams to flow from everything that represents a desert in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.